Hi, this is Dan About Thailand. You join me in the heart of Bangkok, inside Cowboy, the infamous street with flashing neon lights. Lots of people, lots of girls here. For a man, it's probably the Disneyland center of the world. And I'm joined by Martin Carlisle, who works for Thai Visa, and he's probably more of an expert on me than this scene. Martin, what is it like being here?
Well, my question earlier on was, is it still popular? Are these things going out of fashion? We know that the Thai government's trying to do away with the kind of nightlife, seedy style. So my question when I walked down here was, is it still popular? And I can tell you right now, it's a Saturday night right now, Dan, and it is absolutely mobbed down here. I'm actually doing a little watch around to see where is the best place to go. So I'll give you some kind of gauge of where I am. I'm right across from Long Gun just now, and we'll get Susie Wong's just down the street a little bit, and I'm going to stick my head into that, and maybe I'll give you a report later on and let you know whether it's still popular. Yeah,
I want to say something else, Martin, because most people would probably think that the nightlife district is built upon old guys, but that's not what I'm seeing. What are you seeing here?
Yeah, I'm seeing a mixture, actually. You know, there is obviously, there's a few guys that look like there still remains remnants of the Vietnam War walking down the street. But yeah, there's a lot of young people. And one thing is quite interesting about Soy Cowboy, Dan, is that they don't have an issue with you walking down the street and actually filming a little bit on your camera, or even having like a semi-professional SLR. They're quite happy as long as you obviously don't look inside the doorways. But I've seen a few music videos being filmed down here. So yeah, somewhere it's actually quite accessible, you know.
And I know, because I've spoken to my brother's girlfriend back in the UK, and it's like a no-go area in her head. But is that actually true for the normal tourist?
I think it's actually quite okay to bring your partner down here. That you're seeing more and more, especially in high season, you're seeing more and more like foreign couples, man and wife, coming to Bangkok for a holiday, and they're totally welcome. The girls in the bars don't have an issue at all. So yeah, I would say it's not suitable for children, obviously, but for normal couples, it's a great place and a great spectacle, you know.
Okay, Martin, let's go and enjoy a drink. I'm sure you're not going to buy me a drink. He's Scottish, but we can have a lot of fun. Cheers, Martin.
Yeah, the bill. I'll tell you one thing before we finish this little podcast here, Dan. The beers are definitely a little bit on the expensive side. We're sitting in a normal beer bar just now. It's 160 baht for a beer, a bottle of beer. I think the draft's slightly cheaper. So obviously, different price bracket from places like Hua Hin and Pattaya. But yeah, I'm sure the quality of the night's going to be great anyway.
Okay, thank you, Martin. Bye.